Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. This is the show that we bring awesome people from the community into the studio and share the amazing things that they do to make our community a better place to live. And this show, tonight's show is not gonna let you down because we have an amazing individual with us tonight, Charles Chuck Sawicki. And, our relationship here at Community Media with Chuck is new, but in the short time that we've gotten to know him, we've gotten to know a blessing that the Lord brought into our community, if not the world per se, period. So, Charles is with SCORE. He's a certified mentor, and I'm gonna let him explain to you what that means.
SCORE was started in 1964 by the United States Small Business Administration. We have 10,000 volunteers, people either work or they're retired, that were involved with people who started or owned a small business. And I've been volunteering since I retired over 18 years ago, having worked for seven organizations, two good ones for over 20 years each, over 46 years. And I was an officer in the U.S. Army for 8 years.
So serving people was not new to you.
Right.
Okay. So where are you originally from?
Well, I was born at West Point, New York. My father was a career Army officer, and we've traveled all over the world. I've been to all 50 states and over 100 countries.
Okay, so you've been giving back, your family's been giving back, you've learned how to give back since the day you were born. And you followed your father's role modeling by joining the service, and then when you got out, you started you were attracted to businesses. Can you explain how that happened?
Well, I was in graduate school, and I learned marketing was my sweet spot. My therapist or a guidance counselor said my mission statement is six words: identify needs, add value, and help other people get results.
And that's what you've been doing?
Trying to.
And you've been with two major businesses prior to retiring, and several small. And then once you retired, you wanted to give back, so you got involved with SCORE. Now, is SCORE... What does SCORE stand for again?
It's Service Corps of Retired Executives, but we don't want to emphasize retired because if people are working and they have time to volunteer, we want to encourage them, so we just shorten it to SCORE.
Okay. All right, and the mission is to help businesses.
Start and grow small businesses.
Start.
And employment.
And employment, okay. But you like to specify your energies with nonprofits. Why did you choose to focus on nonprofits?
Well, my feeling is that each individual has to balance their budget. Every city, every state, every county has to balance its budget. I've always felt that the United States government ought to balance its budget every year. The last time we budgeted was 2001. And I maintain that every business, every government agency ought to be a nonprofit. Give them a small budget so that we have a balanced budget. And if people want more, they can raise and fundraise for it. There's 1.6 million nonprofits. There's over 100,000 starting every year. 90% of businesses, in my experience, are not successful. I didn't say they fail, but they're not really successful. Be better off working for somebody else. But nonprofits, to be effective, have to service themselves. Every one of my clients, business clients, I've tried to mentor at least one new client a week, and they grade me. I don't grade them. And our top grade is a 10. If I don't get a 10, I'm unhappy. I need to do something better.
I love your concept about how the government, they should be held accountable and within the bounds of the means that they're given. I agree with that.
I should learn how to sell, or we all should learn how to sell to raise more money, not to burn buildings down and demand that we get what we want.
Right.
But we ought to earn it. The good old-fashioned way, with good customer service.
So you're here in Gettysburg. How many businesses or nonprofits are you working with currently?
Well, right now, I've mentored in four SCORE chapters, in North Carolina, in Pennsylvania, and in Florida. I still have a lot of clients in Florida. I have a few in Pennsylvania, and I primarily in the summertime follow up on the clients that I've had for a number of years since I've been doing this, for 18 years. And right now, people are really focused on what can they do, the nonprofits, what can they do to raise more money? Adams County has the best, out of 900 community foundations, in my opinion, have one of the best fundraising mechanisms. Of the 100-some nonprofits that are members of that program, do an outstanding job. How can we get other places in North Carolina, in Florida, and in other parts of Pennsylvania to be as good as you are in Adams County?
So you're saying that Adams County, with the Adams County Community Foundation, Ralph Serpy does a great job, him and his staff there, and the relationship they have mainly with the people who donate the money, he has just as strong a relationship with those who service our community, the nonprofits. And you look at that as a model that should be taken out of Adams County and shared?
I feel it's done better in Adams County. Now, again, maybe because Adams County is smaller than some of the 3,000 some counties in the United States. But it ought to be a model of how other counties can improve their community foundations.
Can you give us some pointers of how you see this organization being different or strong compared to others?
I think leadership all starts at the top. And Ralph Serpy has been there for a long time. And he's surrounded himself with organizations that have supported him for a long time. And it's hard to build that kind of loyalty. And many other, I've been in Lancaster County. They have an outstanding community foundation just as well. Charlotte, North Carolina has an outstanding community foundation. These are all models for other of the 3,000 counties across the country.
And because of their effectiveness and efficiency, our community is better because of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a good community is a community that people are involved. And the best way of being involved is by finding your heart's desire. So, once people can realize what gifts they were given, and they could look at organizations that exist in the community that relate to that, and give of their time and their money.
Time, talent, and treasure.
It makes their life better, but everybody else's in the community is better. And I think you see a lot of that here in Adams County.
Absolutely.
Do you think, Chuck?
Absolutely. It's an amazing place to live. I'm blessed to be able to live here part of the year.
And can you talk on that a little bit more? What makes Adams County a great place for you to be at in?
Well, it's so historic. When 1 to 3 million visitors come to Adams County, we want to greet them. We want to be friendly toward them. So it just seems it's more welcoming than most places I've been. The more population that you have, the tougher it is to get to know people.
Yeah, they're not as open.
Right.
Because you don't know who you're opening yourself up to.
Right.
And in this county, I think traditionally, faith was very, very strong. Family was very, very strong. And being active in the community, especially like scouts or sports or fire companies. Fire companies was a strong community center where people would volunteer, would meet up, would be at the firehouse. They would have carnivals. They would you know, do things to help people out. And I think that basis has embedded itself in our area.
I think about Saturday night, I went to a sold-out performance of a nonprofit called the Gettysburg Community Theater. And volunteers had really practiced their lines and were their songs. It was so inspiring to see so many volunteers working together to put on a performance that everybody enjoyed.
And that was evident to you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It was so it was packed. People were respectful. They were appreciative of all the hard work that the performers had put in to their work.
That is an awesome organization. You know, you look at the talent that someone is given is vast. You have people who are athletic and are good in sports. You have people who are musical talented and that's their gift. And you have people who can work with drama. You have people just like working with other people who are having difficulties. And having organizations where your community have a variety of choices is a strength.
The United Way partnered with Gettysburg College to take all the stuff that the kids left for the school year, offer it up for sale. Volunteers working from 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning till late at night, selling all the stuff that they could, and United Way was putting that money to good use.
Mm-hmm.
A very awesome experience.
Mm-hmm. And that has been going on for several years now, and they have at the college in one of their auditoriums, I think they have the cell, and people line up. They look forward to that moment so that they can find some good deals. Yes.
Another organization, the Gettysburg Rotary Club, and each community has a Rotary Club, a Kiwanis Club, a Lions Club. It's just over 100 years they've been service above self. One individual started Rotary over 120 years ago. Or thereabouts. And they're now, from one person, three people started it. They're now in 46,000 clubs in 200 countries around the world. The Gettysburg Rotary Club is over 100 years old.
And I like, you said service?
Service above self, that's their motto.
That is strong. You want to talk about some other nonprofits that you see that are strong?
Oh, there's so many good ones. I think about the Adams County Library. I think about Carnegie, who started U.S. Steel. That was the largest corporation in America. I worked for them as a kid in the 50s in labor. I got promoted by the foreman for doing a good job and bumped by some long seniority person that didn't want to work, but I got bumped out of the job. That's the way we're teaching teachers. We need to reward teachers better, not just on seniority, but on results.
On results.
My wife, 54 years, was an outstanding school teacher, and I never felt she was properly rewarded. And I see, I'm a real advocate for that. The library makes so many things available, and I think about Carnegie gave away so much money to build all those libraries in the very beginning.
Okay.
And Adams County and other counties have continued to build their library.
And when you look at the Adams County Library, there is more services that they provide than a person realizes.
Absolutely.
I mean, their facilities is open for people to start. Like you said, it takes one person. It takes one person to have a heart's desire and make themselves available to others who share that. And the library actually provides space for that to happen. So, you know, if you're sitting at home and you have a talent or something that you love to do and you'd like to share that, make a club, teach other people, you know, talk to the library because they'd provide the opportunity for you to grow that into a community event, you know, making life better for yourself by making life better for others. You know, that's great. And, you know, here at Community Media, we're looking forward to supporting you in your effort because we at one time had to start an organization. Didn't have to, but we wanted to start this organization that showcased who we are and what we do as a community. But we never had we didn't know what to do. We didn't know how to start. We made a lot of mistakes when we first started.
But you've been around over 30 years, I believe.
We've been around over 35 years. 35 years. You know, and going strong. And going strong. And get excited when we see individuals like yourself who share our mission. So, you know, we're excited about letting people know that you have a service for them. So if you're like a nonprofit, you're willing to speak to them, right?
Absolutely. The nonprofits need to learn how to make their presentation. They need to learn how to communicate. That's what you teach people to do. I think about the people that work here. Amazing educations on communications. That's where it all is. I mean, you look at who's successful today. If you're not a good communicator, you're not successful.
So if someone wanted to learn more about your program SCORE, how do they get a hold of you?
The best way is just go on the website, score.org, score.org, and each chapter has their own website. But there's all kinds of free material that's on the website. Also, 1,000 universities are part of the U.S. Small Business Administration's SBDC, Small Business Development Center. They're paid consultants, younger, some of them are younger people. They don't handle nonprofits. That's another reason I focus on the nonprofits. They focus on the for-profits. But there's two organizations that you can get used for free.
So if somebody wanted to start a business, getting online and learning more about SCORE would be a good place to start. You know Robin Fitzpatrick and the economic development?
Amazing job. That's the first place to go.
Yeah, isn't she awesome?
She's awesome. She's doing amazing work.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's for small, anybody wants to use their talents to work for themselves and serve the community can get involved with SCORE. If you're a nonprofit though, the nice thing is Charles has opened his prestige up to nonprofits. And we're looking forward to getting that word out and getting some nonprofits in front of you, Charles.
I'd just like to say the most important thing people can do, though, is look under glassdoor.com, the top companies to work for. Get experience working for top companies. Everybody ought to emulate Costco in how they treat their employees, how they treat their suppliers, how they treat their customers. Get to work for good companies, like Lowe's and like other top companies before you try to start your own business. Too many people make a mistake. They don't save any money and they don't get any experience before they start. So I want to emphasize getting experience and getting a good education. That's a hack, is an outstanding community college, getting the right courses.
Okay, so, you know, that's a good point. You know, you don't want to be working for yourself and making all those mistakes. You want to be able to have the experience where you don't have to make the mistakes. And then when you feel comfortable and you have the resources, go for it.
That's learn from others. Learn from others.
Well, we're excited here at Community Media, Charles, about your working with SCORE and the fact that you being different, your heart's desire is nonprofits. And if you're a nonprofit in this area, and especially a nonprofit who is small and somewhat new, who could use your benefit, it's not very expensive, is it?
Our service is free. We offer free webinars, but there are other professional organizations that train nonprofits, so I would look into the education side of it. The large nonprofits have a great organization. The course that they ought to take, if they're in the fundraising side, the Certified Fundraising Executive, CFRE, that's an extensive educational program that I highly recommend nonprofits have somebody in their organization that has that education and that designation.
So you worked with a lot of people. Do you have any fun stories that you could share of success or anything with?
Well, the most important thing, I was, my father being a career officer in the Army, I was very good in ROTC, but then I realized there are certain things that I didn't want to do in the military. And I had to go to get more education. When I ran out of money, I wanted to get married. Vic Lindquist, I'll never forget, this was back in 1961. He said, "You haven't been in graduate school long enough for me to get you an internship." I said, "Well, if you'll help me, I'll make you look so good that you'll become a president of all the college recruiters in the United States." And he laughed. And he got me a job that I lasted 20 years, got promoted 10 times. And he became president of the college recruiters.
There you go.
So, you know, other people are the difference. Get to know more people, and good people want to help good people.
Servicing others.
Service above self.
Service above self. So, Charles, your focus is on nonprofits. What are some best goals or practices for nonprofits?
I would register with Charity Watch. They rate all the top nonprofits in the country. Rotary is one of the few A-plus rated. They have a specific group of, I think it's 65% of your money ought to be spent on programs. So often charities get poorly rated because they pay all their money in salaries. That's not what you want to do. And look at who the well-rated companies are against the non-well-rated. So you kind of know who to model yourself after. I'd say that, and then there's a couple other organizations, GuideStar, Charity Navigator, and the IRS Charity Information. Also Better Business Bureau Giving Alliance. So you got to get the facts and study successful nonprofits out of the 1.6 million. Find the ones that are doing the things right and model yourself after them.
And one place they can go is Charity Watch.
Charity Watch. Just go on. They're a nonprofit, and they rate the top nonprofits. They don't rate everybody. But the others, then you can go to GuideStar. They rate smaller ones. Charity Navigator rates smaller nonprofits. The Better Business Bureau. But study successful organizations. Too many people want to do their own thing, and they don't study it. Successful people. So how are you going to be successful if you're not modeling yourself after other success?
After success. And they can start by going on the web and
just go on the web and request. And all the charities are rated right on there. So you can study where they missed points and what they have to do to get a top A-plus rating.
Well, Charles, thanks for coming in. And more than that, thanks for bringing your heart's desire, your talents to our community, Adams York County, and of course you're serving Florida and other areas also. But do you have anything you'd like to say to everybody before we leave?
No, I think everybody needs a mission statement and everybody needs a plan. And also people need to learn their strengths. Hack has a career coach. I took that assessment, and people don't even know what's on there. The students I talk to don't know what's on there. Even the teachers don't know. That is a free assessment, 60 questions. It'll tell you exactly what your major ought to be in college, what you ought to study, and what you ought to grow up to become. Mm-hmm. And it's free. People don't know what their strengths are. And then you need to partner with people who are strong where you're not strong.
And this is a survey they could take
online. It's right online. It takes you 5 minutes to fill it out.
And what's it called again?
It's called Career Coach.
Just go
on hack.haac.edu and look under a Career Coach. Everybody ought to take that. I took it. Martha, my friend, my soulmate, Martha Wolf, took it. It told us exactly what we should have been that we already were. So I know it works.
So you ended up being...
That's what I did.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's great. So... thanks for watching this segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker. We spent time talking with Charles Chuck Sawicki, who is a very active community member here in Adams County. And he is a certified mentor for SCORE, which is an organization to help small businesses and nonprofits become all they were meant to be.
And Community Media, an outstanding organization, helped me put together a presentation on 14 ways to give. Cash is only one of them. So look for that presentation. That'll be available from Community Media.
Yes, we will have it available on our website, and we'll be putting it out on Facebook, and we'll be putting it out on our TV channel, and you'll definitely have access to it on all your social media outreaches too. And I can just imagine, I'm sitting here, the good that you're willing to offer to our community is outstanding. And it's up to you out there who may be part of a nonprofit or maybe part of a business. It's up to you to take the steps that we talked about here today. And one of the biggest things is, even if you don't have a business, to go to the career
coach assessment.
Coach,
On the Hack community website.
Yep, on the Hack community website, the career coach survey to find out what your heart desire is, to see what you might be interested in as far as developing your potential, either as you're young and you're moving forward into a career, or even as you're older and it's time for you to give back to the community. So thanks for watching this segment of Community Media. Until we have a chance to bring another awesome person like Charles here, which I don't know, Charles, if I'm gonna be able to find someone that tops you.
I'm running out of time.
Yes, but slow down, because you're definitely a person that this community is better because you're part of us. So until the next time we have another great individual here to talk to you, stay healthy, and remember, you're precious.